smarter than a fifth grader. All right, kids, you ready to meet your new classmates?
Yeah!
You may know him as a finalist on American Idol. He attended Washington Park Elementary School. Please welcome Bucky Covington. Hey, Bucky, good to see you. How you doing?
What kind of student were you?
A bad one. I was a very lazy student. I had, of course, identical twin brothers. So, I mean, if I'm sitting in the classroom and there's a window open, that is enough to take my attention.
You didn't win American Idol, but then you come back and have the number one debuting album on the country music chart.
I got to be honest. If you're into selling music, that's not a bad way to start.
That is not a bad way to start. And you're playing for charity today. Tell everybody who you're playing for.
We're playing for the Arthritis Foundation. When I was younger, probably around fifth grade, my mother was diagnosed with 100% rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to be able to help mom and everyone like her.
All right, well, let's do that today. Back when you were in school then, you probably got in trouble for cheating. We like cheating in this classroom. We encourage it, and I've got some smart fifth graders to help you out. Let me introduce them. We have Zach, Danielle, and Malachi. All right, Bucky, pick one of them. Let's get started.
Come on, Malachi.
Malachi, come on up here. All right, everybody, let's find out, is Bucky Covington smarter than a fifth grader? All right, Malachi, we want to get off to a good start. Out of the 10, what do you like the best?
Third grade reading.
Third grade reading. But it's up to you.
Let's start with fifth grade art.
Fifth grade art, okay. One to the top of the board.
I'm an easy.
What famous portrait of Leonardo da Vinci is also known as La Gioconda? What famous portrait by Leonardo da Vinci is also known as La Gioconda? All right, Malachi has locked in his answer.
I'm trying to think of a Leonardo da Vinci painting that I even know the name of. You know what? I'm gonna have to go with the Mona Lisa.
Okay.
Let's lock it in.
You said the Mona Lisa. You ever know the Mona Lisa's last name? It was Lisa La Gioconda. You are right! Well, that's a good start. $5,000 right out of the chute.
We'll take it.
Let's keep going. We got nine subjects up there, Bucky.
How are you with fifth grade world geography?
Geography is my best subject.
He said it's his best subject.
Best subject?
Yes, geography.
Let's go with fifth grade world.
Fifth grade world geography. Get the fifth grade questions out of the way. The Black Forest is a wooded mountain range in the southwest of what European country? The Black Forest is a wooded mountain range in the southwest of what European country? Malachi has locked in his answer.
I do not know the name of, like, I just left Europe, actually, and I still don't know that many names.
All right, well, if you could think of European countries, I might say to throw one out there, and if you're wrong and he's right, he could save you.
I mean, I'm gonna throw out Amsterdam.
Okay.
Lock it in. Okay.
Now is the time I can tell you Amsterdam is a city and not a country. The correct answer is actually Germany. Germany. Boy, I hope Malachi said Germany, because if not, you just gave that $5,000 back. Bucky, take a look at the board. Your 10-year-old classmate said, Germany! There's the Black Forest of Germany. Which one would you like next?
Fourth grade math.
All right, fourth grade math it is. It's worth $3,500. Here's the fourth grade math question. In the mathematical expression, 23 to the fifth power equals 6,436,343, what number is the exponent? In the mathematical expression, 23 to the fifth power equals 6,436,343, what number is the exponent? All right, Malachi has locked in his answer.
I'm feeling pretty comfortable with it. I think the equation's up there to throw me off, which is not really that hard to do. Five, locking it in.
The exponent, Bucky, in this equation is five. You are absolutely right. Don't go away. Somehow we're on our way for $250,000.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. Let me tell you about my podcast. We do it every single day, so you can subscribe and there'll always be a fresh one waiting for you. It's about 2 hours of topical topics and news and guests and comedians and, of course, my own vitriolic take on just about everything that's going on in the world. Plus, we get a lot of really interesting, notable people who come in. We'll get politicians, we'll get tastemakers, we'll get stand-ups, we'll get authors, we'll get pundits, we'll get, I think about covers it all, celebrities as well. And we'll do some really interesting interviews with them. You can get The Adam Carolla Show wherever you download your podcast.
Edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Country music star Bucky Covington is with us today. Look at this, Bucky. You got $13,500.
I'm already doing better than I thought I would.
Yeah, that's a great start. Two classmates you have not called upon, so pick another one. Let's keep going. Danielle. How are you? All right, Danielle, we got seven subjects up there. Which one do you think Bucky should go with?
I would say third grade reading.
Third grade reading.
Reading!
You know what? Let's go ahead and get that out of the way.
You want to get it out of the way? He's going to defer to you. Third grade reading it is. Bucky, a correct answer could take your total to $16,000. Here's the question. True or false? The lines of a limerick can never rhyme. True or false? The lines of a limerick can never rhyme. Danielle has locked in her answer.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. False, locking it in. So if you don't know what one is, you should at least know what the other is, I think.
Danielle, what do you think it is?
I think it's false.
You think it's false?
I feel a lot warmer on the inside.
You should, because both of you are absolutely right. Somehow we keep going. Down to six subjects. Which one next?
History. Fourth grade
ancient history.
You like that one?
Which term refers to the 200 years of peace and prosperity that the Roman Empire enjoyed? E tu Brute, Pax Romana, or Vindi Vidi Vici? Which term refers to the 200 years of peace and prosperity that the Roman Empire enjoyed? E tu Brute, Pax Romana, or Vindi Vidi Vici? Danielle has locked in her answer.
We got a copy. Lock it.
If you had gone with B, you would have been right. Bucky, take a look at the board. Danielle said, B, Pax Romana!
Thank you so much.
Well, Danielle, that a girl. We are halfway done with this test. Fourth and fifth grade questions are out of the way.
Third grade measurements.
Third grade measurements. Danielle smiling.
My favorite?
If Zach's pet cockroach is 1 inch long, approximately how many millimeters long is he? 25, 250, or 2,500? If Zach's pet cockroach is 1 inch long, approximately how many millimeters long is he? 25, 250, or 2,500? Danielle has locked in her answer. Zach, why in the world do you have a pet cockroach?
It's kind of cute after all. Little things.
Yeah, and they're easy pets to take care of.
They are, yes. That, yeah. Just let them run your trash can.
What are you thinking, Bucky?
I'm thinking A.
25. Bucky, the right answer is 25. Yes. Classroom country music star Bucky Covington is with us. You've got $22,000. It doesn't. And now Zach is up here to help you out. We want to keep this winning streak going. Four subjects up there. What would you recommend Bucky go with?
Second grade animal science.
Second grade animal science.
I like your kind of gym, sir.
All right, you want to go with it?
Second grade animal science.
Second grade animal science it is. Second grade questions are worth $1,000. Here's this one. The Chihuahua is a breed of dog that originated in what country? The Chihuahua is a breed of dog that originated in what country? Zach has locked in his answer.
Let's go with Mexico.
Okay.
Lock it in. I will never eat another taco if this is wrong.
You're going to boycott Taco
boycott
Bell
tacos
if this is wrong?
And I love tacos.
Bucky. Actually, the Chihuahua is a breed of dog that originated in Mexico! Subject would you like?
Second grade music has got to be tougher.
Second grade music. From the Italian for small, what is the word for the miniature flute that plays an octave higher than an ordinary flute? From the Italian for small, what is the word for the miniature flute that plays an octave higher than an ordinary flute? Zach has locked in his answer.
I shouldn't answer too quickly, but I feel really good about this.
Okay.
Piccolo. I'm locking in.
Piccolo it is! All right, we are down to spelling and vocabulary.
Vocabulary!
Let's go vocabulary.
Vocabulary.
Spelling's my worst, so we'll save it for last.
Here is the question. Vet is the shortened form of what word for a type of doctor who cares for animals? Vet is the shortened form of what word for a type of doctor who cares for animals? Zach has locked in his answer.
I think I know this one because my dog's bill is usually higher than mine. He goes to the doctor more than I do.
If your dog goes to the doctor more than you do, you might be a redneck, Bucky.
Nice. I got to go. Every time I make a check, I make it payable to a veterinarian. Veterinarian. Locking it in.
Bucky, you said it's a veterinarian. You bet it is. Give the man $500 more dollars.
It's getting interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here's today's extra credit question. What food is the most popular lunch and dinner menu item among children 3 to 11? Is it A, hamburgers, B, pizza, or C, scallops? Before the break, we ask, what food is the most popular lunch and dinner menu item among children 3 to 11? The answer is B, pizza. Fun day in this classroom. Country music star Bucky Covington is with us, and apparently pretty good in the classroom. 9 for 9, you got $24,500.
Not a bad day of work.
Bucky, here is the spelling question. How many vowels are in the following word? How many vowels are in the word mouse? Zach has locked in his answer.
You know, I'm feeling very good about this, and I think it would look even better if I got away with not even using all my cheats. Right? Would that be bragging rights?
Unless you answer incorrectly, and people are going to be going, did you see what an idiot Bucky was?
You're the guy that missed a field goal at the end of the game.
Well, you don't get any extra money for taking it with
you. Look.
You want to look?
Let's peek.
Sure, let's peek. You want to lock that in?
Lock it in.
All right, how many vowels are in the word mouse? Your classmate Zach said he thinks there are 3.
Going with 3, locking it in.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but somewhere along the line, you've probably heard somebody jokingly say musicians are not very bright.
I've heard it once or twice.
Heard it once or twice. Guess what? A musician just ran the table in this classroom. M-O-U-S-A, there are 3 vowels. Yeah. Bucky.
That is okay.
Mama's got to be proud.
You try.
Zach has got to return to his desk. Because you and I have got a discussion here. We could turn $25,000 into $250,000. Now, bonus questions are always fifth grade questions. You don't get to use any cheats. None of your new classmates here. It will not be true, false. It won't be multiple choice. You're going to have to provide the answer. Let me show you the subject, and you can decide what you'd like to do. The subject of today's bonus question is this. U.S. history.
Well, that's very world history.
Yeah, it's condensed. And let me tell you this. If you went for it and you missed it, you'd give the money back, but are you smarter than a fifth grader would give $2,500 to your charity? Not $25,000, but $2,500.
Got to be honest with you. I did a fundraiser not long ago for an arthritis foundation. They could definitely use $250,000. But they could use $25,000 a lot more than $2,500. $2,500 is going to take to get me back home.
Right.
I got to drop out and go with $25,000.
You want to drop out of school? You want to lock that in? Have you had fun in school today?
I have had a ball. And if you've answered everything right, why go out with a losing question?
Yeah, you're going out on a high note. Congratulations on everything, man. Your career is going great.
Thank you very much, and
it's nice to see nice things happen to nice people.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
Now, before you call Mama and tell her about this A-plus and give $25,000 to her charity, there's one last little thing you need to do before you leave this classroom.
Hello, my name is Bucky Covington. I am a country music singer, but I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah! We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.